the Federal Bureau of Investigation faces any number of skeptics, critics, and outright enemies. But FBI Director Robert Mueller braved what could be his most vocal opponents yesterday when he spoke before a conference of the American Civil Liberties Union. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, Mr. Mueller faced tough questions, but won points for just showing up.
Usually, ACLU members only mention administration officials in order to attack or deride them. Comedian Jim Morris warmed up a crowd of more than 1,000 civil libers with his impressions of the president's attitudes toward civil liberties.
Unborn humans have rights. That is, until they're born anyway.
And those of Attorney General John Ashcroft.
Then they have the right to remain silent.
Against that backdrop, FBI Director Robert Mueller might well have needed the formidable security detail he brought to a Washington hotel where the ACLU was holding its first membership conference. Since 9/11, the ACLU has been fighting what it sees as a dangerous growth in FBI powers, but ACLU Executive Director Anthony Romero assured Mueller that they have a lot in common.
The FBI has been charged by the president with preventing the next terrorist attack. The ACLU has been charged by its 400,000 members to ensure that the government's new terrorist prevention policy not run roughshod over our civil liberties.
In truth, Mueller had little to fear from this audience. He is not Attorney General John Ashcroft, who is seen by many as the opposing general in the civil liberties war, while Mueller is depicted as a well-meaning foot soldier. Ashcroft makes no apologies for policies that held hundreds of illegal immigrants in jail for months after 9/11, even though they had no link to terrorism. Those policies were recently criticized by an internal government report. Mueller, on the other hand, said the FBI had learned much from that report and was instituting reforms.
In terms of establishing a clear and consistent criteria for addressing persons who are detained on immigration charges as to whether or not there is an association with terrorism.
And government officials confirm they have already been applying new standards for immigrants held in detention. But the Justice Department has not been boasting about these reforms. For his part, Robert Mueller said civil liberties is not a dirty word.
The FBI will be judged not just on how effectively we disrupt and deter terrorism, but also on how we protect the civil liberties and the constitutional rights of all Americans, including those who wish to do us ill.
Questions from the audience were more hostile, and Mueller responded by taking the party line. He laconically defended the Patriot Act, an expansion of FBI powers that the ACLU would like to rescind. But Mueller cracked a smile when some rhetorical questions revealed a bit of the paranoia not far below the surface at these gatherings.
Is the FBI censoring the questions?
I wish.
How can we be sure if you say no?
You will know.
Will you join the ACLU?
When Mueller asked whether anyone in the room would join the FBI, he got an even bigger laugh. But before he left, he got something even more unusual in these tense times: respect. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.